The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I am a 27-year-old male, and I need to get this off my chest. Everything you are about to hear is possibly one of the most bizarre things to ever happen to me. When I was younger, my mother used to live in a house in a small town. The old town is known for its history. On its coastline, castles and other historical buildings are dotted around. I loved it. Growing up in a location like that was an absolute dream. The beautiful English countryside. There were so many forests where I would play with my cousins and younger sister. I have always been somewhat interested in the paranormal, and growing up where we did, of course it made for some great urban legends and ghost stories. The house that we lived in was Victorian. I can't tell you the exact date, but it was well over 100 years old. It had three floors. There was something about the top floor that I loved. Don't ask me why. I was just drawn to it. On the top floor, there were three rooms, mine being the first. A rather big room with beams on the ceiling and an odd window, sort of like a flower shape, I guess you could say, with bars on the outside. The other two rooms my mother didn't really like me going into until I was older. If you peeked through the keyhole of the last room, you could distinctly see a servant's bell in the corner. This door was the only one with a padlock on it, preventing me or anyone besides my mother from entering. There was a lot of cool but strange things in that house. We found a lot of things too. Old coins, etc. My mother used to work all the time, and as a result of my father not being around, my grandma would take on the challenge of looking after me and my sister. We were mostly pretty easygoing. We'd get back from school, and while my sister would get on with her homework, me not being the very academic kid, would go and play outside in the garden. Me and my grandma are close, and remain so to this day. She's a Christian woman, but is very open to the possibility of the paranormal. I have shared with her recently some of the experiences I had as a child. I'm going to try to keep this short, so I won't go into too much detail. When I was a bit older, I remember being out for lunch when I was up visiting my family as I moved away from my hometown. This was around 2 or so years ago. My mother went to the bathroom, so it was only me and my grandma left at the table. I can't remember what we had been talking about, but the conversation shifted. She started talking about the house, the one we grew up in. She started talking about the cold energy she felt from it, the negativity. She had never brought this up before. She leaned in closer and said, "Do you remember what you used to say to me?" "No," I replied. I was confused at this point. She leaned in ever so closely and dropped her voice to a hushed whisper and said, "Do you remember when you would play in the corner of the garden? Well, one day I could see you were talking to yourself. So I laughed and came over and asked who you were talking to." I was just sat there looking at her confused for a few seconds. before she said the line which will haunt me forever. "You looked up at me and smiled," she said. She took a deep breath and looked at me dead in the eyes. "Can you not see her, Grandma? It's the woman in black who lives in the bottom of the garden." I can't really remember a lot of my childhood. Some bits are kind of blurry. I don't ever remember talking to a woman in the bottom of the garden that no one else could see. Fast forward to last week. I've been having a hard time sleeping recently. The other night, I was up until about 5 a.m. before I drifted off. Once I did, I had possibly the worst nightmare I have ever had. She was there looking at me. This woman, witch, draped in black, an old tattered cloth covering her eyes, her mouth open, showing nothing but a void. Something clicked, and she was behind me, right by my left shoulder. Her bones cracked as I turned my head ever so slowly. She whispered in my ears, "Remember me? I'm the woman in black from the bottom of the garden."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Let me begin by saying, I have always been skeptical of the paranormal. I always believed there's a logical explanation behind any strange occurrences. I normally don't talk about ghosts, or even think about them really, until my youngest daughter was born. She is quite the intelligent child, very perceptive and mature for her age. I have 5 children, and I can tell that she is a little different. At 18 months old, Bella began telling me about seeing ghosts. I wasn't sure where she had even learned the word ghost, but I assumed she picked it up from her older brothers and sisters. I knew she had a very active imagination and didn't pay it much attention. Incident number 1. I am laying Bella down with me for her bedtime routine, a book after her bath. As I'm reading, she puts her finger to my lips, looks me in the eyes and says, "Shh," really quietly. Then her eyes dart to the corner of the bedroom ceiling. She points to the corner and whispers, "Ghost." I reassured her that there was nothing to be scared of and continued reading. Her eyes kept darting to the ceiling and tracking side to side. I asked her if the ghost was still there. She nodded, yes. Being raised by a God-fearing mother, I knew you could cast out spirits in the name of the Father. I said a prayer, and I politely but firmly told the ghost to leave our house and not come back. Bella calmed down. She seemed satisfied with this, and we continued our story, and I honestly forgot about it. Incident 2. Nap time. We are laying in my room, settling down for a nap. My daughter is about 20 months old at this time. Suddenly, she sits up in bed, snatches her sippy cup of milk to the side, and looking over the edge of the bed, she shouts, "No!" I asked her what was wrong. She said, "The little boy with black hair is trying to take my cup." Then she suddenly jerks her arm again and says, "Mom, that little boy hit me." I looked over the edge of the bed secretly, hoping I wouldn't see anything. Nothing there. Once again, I told the spirit to leave our home and to never return. Bella was silent for a few minutes before asking me, "Mom, why is that little boy crying?" I said, "Is he crying? Where is he?" She said he was sitting in the closet crying. I was a little freaked out, but I didn't want her to pick up on it, so we ended up leaving the room and watching a movie on the couch instead. She mentioned the little boy with black hair several times through the next months. She said he lives in the attic and that sometimes he watched her at night when she was in her bed. I didn't tell anyone about these stories, including my husband. Once, Grandma mentioned that some weird things had happened while she was there during the day. The bathroom door opened and closed by itself, and she heard what sounded like child's footsteps running down the hall. She chalked it up to it being an old house, and I never mentioned anything about Bella's encounters. Incident 3. I was lying in bed waiting for my oldest daughter, Gabby, to come home from a date. She's 17, and her curfew is midnight on the weekends. Everyone else in the house is sleeping. My door was slightly ajar by just a few inches, and the hallway light was illuminating outside the door. I see a hand begin to push the door open, then pause and disappear. I hear footsteps towards my oldest daughter's room. Her room is beside mine and at the end of the hallway. There isn't another room besides hers. I thought Gabby must have figured I was sleeping and decided to not come in my room. So I called out to her. No answer. I listened again. It was quiet. I got up and walked towards Gabby's room. I opened the door. The room was dark and empty. She wasn't home yet. I began racking my brain about what I saw. There was no one else awake besides me, and I know I saw a hand at my door. I walked around checking all the kids, all soundly asleep in their beds. I checked all the windows and doors. Locked. I looked on my Life 360 app to see where Gabby was. She was still 15 minutes away. I don't know how to explain the hand that I saw. That brings us to the final and most recent incident. My youngest daughter, now almost 3, stays at our home with her grandma while her dad and I work and the other kids are at school. One day, Grandma called my husband frantically, saying someone was in the house and she and Bella were waiting outside in the car. He rushed home to check it out. When he got there, the house was empty and all the windows and doors were locked except the front door, where she had run out with the baby earlier. He checked the security cameras and didn't see anyone. He did see Bella start flailing in her chair and then run screaming to the front door, beating on it to get out. Grandma explained what happened, and I got chills down my spine. She said Bella was sitting in the living room eating chicken nuggets, watching Sophia the First, and playing with some dolls. Grandma stepped out onto the front porch to smoke a cigarette. Maybe 2 minutes of being outside, and she heard Bella let out a series of blood-curdling screams. Then Bella starts frantically beating on the front door to get out, calling for her grandma to help her. She told her there was a lady with crazy eyes, crazy hair, and crazy fingers that bit her on the leg over and over. She exclaimed that Grandma had to come fast and help her. As a three-year-old, crazy was a very strong adjective in Bella's world. Grandma, seeing the sheer terror on her face, grabbed Bella and ran out the door. I don't know how to explain this. At the risk of looking like a crazy person myself, I asked a minister to come bless the house. I will send an update if anything further happens, or if I do find a logical explanation, after all.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.